already underway in the third heat. In fact, the fourth heat of Cadet 12s. And Finley Allen leading the way from Cooper. Allen has set up a handy buffer. Unfortunately for Sebastian Ruiz, I think he's off the circuit down in turn number one. So after a good, strong performance, Sebastian Ruiz will have to drop this round. Boulding. And another spinner off the circuit there. I think that is Boulding in the 15. So Bates now moves up to third position. Boulding gets himself dusted off and back out on the circuit. But all the while, Finley Allen in the in-flight ER. Top cart leads the way. Cooper Allen runs in second in the 19 cart. He is just on 2 seconds behind the leader. Then it's Darcy Boulding. Bates, then Boulding. Further back then to Phelan, Pring, and Les Light. So the 24, Zach Bates in the Bates Advanced driving Tony Cart. Sitting in third place. Good drive by him so far. Boulding in the WAS Automotive, the first of the Cadet 9 Rocks. Then it's Phelan, Pring. Pring in the Mechanical Care Racing 33. And Les Light rounding out the runners in the 57P. So as Finley Allen continues to lead by now over 3 seconds on Cooper Allen in the 19 cart. Finley Allen in the 28, Cooper Allen in the 19. That gap extending even further every lap. A 38.042, the fastest lap for Finley Allen. Cooper Allen's best lap, a 38.6. And the gap now out to 3.6 seconds. 39.5 for Zach Bates. He is 9.4 seconds behind the leader. And Darcy Boulding. Darcy Boulding, a tenth of a second faster than Zach Bates on that last lap. So he'll be looking to try and close in and grab third place back. All the while, Finley Allen completing lap number 6. Your race leader. Cooper Allen in second position. So Cooper Allen in the 19 in-flight ER cart. Just setting his best lap of the race, a 38.601. So then back to Darcy Boulding. Caelan Phelan in fifth. Les Light and Pring rounds out the running order. So less than 3 laps to go now. As Allen, Finley Allen leads Cooper Allen by 4.7 seconds. Then it's back to Zach Bates. Zach Bates showing some great speed here, but has now been caught by Darcy Boulding. So Darcy Boulding now on the back of the third place runner in Bates as they head up the back straight. Around the top turn, and Zach Bates under some pressure now from Boulding. So it's a battle on the racetrack for third position, but not a class battle, as both those drivers are in different classes. Zach Bates in the Cadet 12 Rock class, and Darcy Boulding in the Cadet 9 Rock class. But as you can see, Boulding making a good move now along the back straight, looks to the inside, not quite close enough to be able to make the pass, still fighting it out off the top turns, and Boulding will take third position. So a good move there by Boulding, and he moves up into third place. Now the blue flag's being waved as Finley and Cooper Allen start to close in on Ryan Pring and Henderson Leslite. So both Allens now getting past Leslite. Carlin Phelan will be the final cart on the leader's lap. The checkered flag, I thought I saw the checkered flag going out there, so the checkered flag out for Finley Allen. Cooper Allen comes home in second, that gap closing up towards the end. Further then back to Darcy Balding, then it's Zach Bates. Carlin Phelan about to come through and get the checkered flag. Then it's Leslite who rounds out the field. Away and racing in the restricted 125, heat number 4. And Ordish gets the jump off the start. Simpson comes through from the second row up into second place already and sets his sights on the 17 of James Ordish. So Ordish, your race leader in the Rig It Up. Canberra Kart shared entry as he works his way across the start finish line on lap number one. 0.2 of a second, the gap between first and second. Then it's back to Cataldi and Edwards doing a great job. First race meeting for Karen Edwards in the 47P. And after a spin in heat number one, has been very competitive for the rest of the heat so far. So Ordish continuing to lead as he comes across the line to complete lap number two. A 33.322 for James Ordish. Ordish has been the fastest man in the heat so far. Has only got the one win, which came in heat number two. Simpson having troubles in that same heat. So important that Ordish can continue to hold his position at the front of the field. On lap three, he goes faster again, a 35.109. But Simpson now, fastest man on the circuit, a 35.100. So that's 9/1000ths of a second faster than the lap of Ordish on that previous lap number three. They're on lap four now, and Ordish leads by 0.6 of a second over Simpson. But can Simpson close the gap again? Yes, he's taken 0.2 of a second out of Ordish's lead. And in fact, it closes down to almost nothing now. Has Ordish got a problem? He looks over his shoulder as he comes out the S's. It's a three-cart length advantage. It was almost nose to tail through the S's that time. So perhaps Ordish has got a problem there in the braking of that cart, because that's where Simpson is able to make so much ground back. Restricted 125 out on the circuit here at the Canberra Kartway. And it is Ordish leading the way from Simpson. Ordish in the 17, Simpson in the 77. Then you go back to Cataldi in the 86 and Edwards in the 47P. You might ask what the P plate signifies. It indicates that a driver is had less than three race meetings experience. For senior drivers, they are required to have at least three race meetings with the P plate on their cart under the observation of the stewards, and plus one meeting as an official or marshal. Once they have completed that requirement, the P plate gets taken off the cart, and it means that they can start from any position on the grid. At the moment, the P-platers can only start from the back of the field. So Karen Edwards getting her first meeting under her belt this weekend, and on a journey now in karting. So Ordish at the front of the field. He's opened up that gap once again over Michael Simpson. Best lap of the race for Ordish, a 34.863. Over Simpson with a 34.915. So the Canberra Cart Shred rigging up a spree of James Ordish, cart number 17, leading the way. Simpson's back there in second. Cataldi in third and Edwards in fourth. The leader now with four laps remaining. And it's a complete lap number eight. Ordish a 35.07. Simpson a 35.35. So Ordish has settled and now opening up the advantage to 1.2 seconds. Cataldi and Edwards continue their battle. Two cart lengths the difference really as they go through the dip. Up onto the back straight. Now Edwards with some work to do here to work out the best way to try and make a pass as she is getting closer and closer to Cataldi now. Cataldi just a bit better through the top section of the track. Edwards seems to run it in deeper into turn one, and that's where she's closing up on the back. Then a good acceleration out of the right-hander. Cataldi and Edwards nose to tail now as they head up the back straight. Edwards looks to the inside along the back straight. But Cataldi has her covered for the moment. Ordish is pulling away from Simpson. The gap out to 1.7 seconds. The battle is for third. Cataldi and Edwards as they come across the start-finish line once again. So Cataldi holding on to third place for the moment. Edwards doing a great job. As the white flag is out for Ordish, who comes across the start-finish line now. So Ordish starts his final lap. Simpson still back there in second. Then it's Cataldi and Edwards. Will Edwards try to make a move here on the final lap? As she heads into turn two. Cataldi and Edwards, 2.5 cart lengths the gap as they head through the dip and onto the back straight now. James Ordish will take his second win of the day. Ordish in the 17. The 77 is Simpson. Now the battle continues as it is still Cataldi holding off Edwards through the pit turn now. And Cataldi takes third place. Edwards takes fourth in restricted 1-2-5. The juniors are up next. Junior Max and Junior Performance to start the fourth heat for their class. Great racing here. All part of the fourth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Getting set for this Junior Performance, Junior Max heat number four. It's Fripp on the inside, starting from the pole. On the outside, Westcombe Casey. Westcombe Casey just trying to crowd Fripp here as we get a start. And Westcombe Casey gets the jump. So Westcombe Casey and Fripp away here in heat number four. Race leader heads up the back straight. Westcombe Casey with a handy buffer here in the early going. As across the start finish line now. Race leader is Westcombe Casey. Already opened up a handy little buffer. 0.7 of a second. Rowan Fripp in the Cosmic Alfredo Graphics and Design Junior Max Kart has got some work to do. In the previous three heats. Heat 1, Rowan Fripp took the victory. In Heat 2, it was Westcombe Casey by 3.8 seconds. In Heat 3, Fripp got the win by 0.1 of a second. And it looks like Westcombe Casey now pulling away to establish a handy buffer, 0.968 of a second is the gap. Last time by, it looks like it might have extended further. Westcombe Casey with a 34.066. This time by, a 33.911. Fripp with a 34.338. So the gap opening up now to 1.3 seconds after just three laps. So the race leader heads around the top of the circuit in good form. Westcombe Casey really running this kart as straight as possible. A little bit out of shape as he came out of the pit turn that time, but generally keeps this kart very straight, gets as much power through those back wheels, driving him forward, not exerting a lot of energy from the engine by spinning and sliding. And showing some great speed. A 33.837 his last lap. Now Westcombe Casey once again. A 33.726. So Westcombe Casey goes faster again. Fripp, a 34.112. His best lap of the race, coming at half race distance. So Westcombe Casey leads the way as they come to half race distance now. Six laps completed. Westcombe Casey, another fastest lap of the race. And Rowan Fripp just can't match his pace at all here. It's a 2.8 second gap between first and second. So unfortunately for Rowan Fripp, just not matching the pace of Westcombe Casey in this fourth heat. As they come across the line, Westcombe Casey now eight laps completed. So Westcombe Casey just easing off the pace by a tenth of a second as he does a 33.814 on that lap. So Fripp, 34.4, really starting to back up now, 0.4 of a second off his best lap of this race. And unfortunately for Fripp, not his best lap of the day. 33.650 is Fripp's best race lap so far in racing today. So as the leader will have two laps remaining next time by. A dominant performance from Jack Westcombe Casey in the 88. It's Westcombe Casey. Fripp, the gap now 4.558 seconds. Westcombe Casey again, another 33.8, so good consistency here. Just driving smoothly, driving to a good number. And Westcombe Casey to the white flag now. Oh, that's a chain. And Westcombe Casey has thrown a chain here. as the white flag is out. And Rowan Fripp will eventually take the win.
Gee, we might check a flag this.
So, Rowan Fripp will take the victory after Jack Westcombe Casey throws a chain in the dying stages of that race. Well, an anticlimax of a finish in the end as Fripp will get his third win. Junior National is up next here in the fourth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. So as Junior Nationals head out onto the circuit, unfortunately for Anthony Fripps, the kart just not wanting to kick away. And it looks like he's going to have to pull that cart off the circuit. So we'll be a lap away from a start. Unfortunately there for Anthony Loss, who had problems in heat number one this morning, where the cart just wouldn't carry any throttle. And interesting that it looked like they had fixed that problem on the cart, but now he's out and won't take any part in heat number four. So the racing order, or the starting order, for heat number four of Junior National, Sean Shibutari on 33. Theodore Levanes is in the two cart, should start, sorry, in the eight cart out of two. 56 in three, Cameron Ward. The 21 is Taylor Chancellor. The 17P is Kristen Leslie. And I've got one card out there with the wrong transponder, which is interesting. Oh, okay. So we're about set to go. Anthony Loss won't be a starter. As Shibutari gets the jump over Levanes, then it's Ward. Ward going around the outside of Levanes for second position as they head into turn number one. Through the S's now. And it is Shibutari leading the way from Ward. Then it's back to Levanes in the heavies battle. Chancellor and Leslie. Chancellor, I think, has the advantage as they head around the top of the circuit, although I'm not sure about that. No, it's Leslie in the 17P cart that has the advantage in fourth place. So across the start-finish line now, Chancellor trying to make a move down into turn one, but just doesn't have the pace to pull it off. It's Shibutari, Ward, Levanes, Leslie and Chancellor, your running order. Around the top of the circuit, Shibutari pulling away with a 4.4 of a second lead. The Tony Kart, number 33 of Shibutari, leads from Ward in the 56. Then it's back to Levanes in the 8 Kart. Shibutari fastest with a 35.978. Ward with a 36.393. And Levanes with a 36.574. Leslie, a 38.020. And Chancellor, a 38.012. So across the line, the gap between Shibutari and Ward is now 1.2 seconds. They're starting to string out around the circuit at Shibutari, Ward, Levanes, all running single file. Leslie and Chancellor still battling it out. Two cart lengths the gap between Leslie and Chancellor. We've got a cart who's spun around the top of the circuit. That is Levanes. So the third place runner out of his cart. So Theodore Levanes unfortunately, having that off. And Levain's now, well, one thing we have in the format this weekend is that drivers can drop their worst round. So they're racing five races, but only their best four races will be scored. So it'll be interesting to see how it all pans out. So far, Sean Shibutari, he's won three heats. He's leading the fourth. So in actual fact, you would think if he can win four heats, he wouldn't even need to start in the fifth because no one's going to be able to beat that. So Cameron Ward in second position. The battle is for third between Leslie and Chancellor. Leslie with the advantage. So around the top of the circuit, Leslie just driving well. Taylor Chancellor can't find her way through there. So Kristen Leslie in the 17P. Doing a good job holding down third position. So Sean Shibutari setting the fastest lap of the race on that last lap of 35.673. So Shibutari, can he go faster this time? Yes, he does. 35.572 for the 33 of Sean Shibutari. Cameron Ward now back 4.3 seconds behind the leader. And the battle for third continues on. Chancellor right on the back bumper of Leslie. But Leslie just doing enough at the moment to stop Chancellor making a move. So with two laps left to run, Shibutari, a 35.583, so just under 9 hundredths of a second slower than his best lap. Battle still for third. Chancellor just ranging up on the back of Leslie, but not keen to try and make a move up the inside there. It's the white flag out for Sean Shibutari. Cameron Ward in second position, and the battle continues for third with Leslie holding off Chancellor as they come to the white flag now. Shibutari leading comfortably here as Shibutari heads into the pit turn for the final time. Checkered flag at the ready. Shibutari takes the victory. Sean Shibutari is the winner. Four heat wins from four starts for Sean Shibutari. Cameron Ward comes home in second. The battle for third continues on. Leslie holding off Chancellor as they head down the pit straight for the final time. Into the pit turns. And it will be Leslie who holds on for the win, for the third place over Chancellor. It is actually a winning class for Kristen Leslie. Great driving there here in the fourth heat of Junior National. Tag 125, light and heavy, is up next. This is the fourth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. All right, we're getting set for a start here. Tag 125, light and heavy, out on the circuit. They're in good formation. We could see a start. Macaulay Allen is on the pole. John Wells on the outside of the front row. We are racing. John Wells gets the jump. Hutchinson driven down into the grass as he went around the outside of Macaulay Allen. So he is going to have some work to do here. Away and racing. It's the 14 of Martin who gets the jump in the heavies battle. Unfortunately, So Hutchinson with problems with his nose cone. And eventually we'll pull up off the circuit as the heavies were bearing through. John Wells leading the way here, Alan. Alan Fripp, Druger, Lachlan Chancellor, then it's Brendan Martin, Troy Willoughby, Tane Ether, Danny Jarks, McCabe and Williams, the running order. The leaders, Macaulay Allen now getting past John Wells. And John Wells wheel into the dirt. Fripp goes around the outside. No! Wells hangs on for second place. So John Wells getting out of shape, going down the front straight. Lucky to hold onto that cart. And Wells with Fripp looking to the inside now as they head up the back straight. Wells and Fripp side by side coming off the top turns. But Wells will hold on all the while. Macaulay Allen is getting to pull away whilst they battle up in second, third, fourth and fifth positions. So Druger now looking to have a go up the inside of Jacob Fripp in the 75 cart as Wells has got some breathing room now. Heavy's battle continues with Martin leading the way from the 33 cart of Willoughby. Ether's in the 37, the 82, Paul McKay, Greg Williams in the 15, and then it's back to Danny Jarks in the 43. So Allen, Wells, Fripp, oh, Fripp trying to do a slide job up the inside into turn number one. Druger now's going to have a run on Fripp as they come up over the rise, but Fripp has got enough acceleration to withstand any challenge there. The heavies now all single file starting to spread out slightly around the circuit. The lights, well, Fripp has finally made the pass. And Fripp in the 75 is up to second position. Wells, oh, what was Wells doing? Up over the ripple strip there. And that's going to give Druger a big opportunity now. As Wells is throwing this card around, Druger, Chancellor, sitting back there in fourth and fifth. Then it's back to Martin, the leader of the heavies battle with Willoughby, Ether, McCabe, Williams, and Jarks. So Macaulay Jones, Jacob Fripp, John Wells, Richard Druger. Oh, Druger into the back of Wells that time, going into the S's. So the heavies battle looks like it's starting to tighten up here as we've reached half race distance. Martin still holding off Willoughby. Ether is back there, and they're all starting to concertina back together with McCabe and Williams also in on the action. So as Macaulay Allen, Fripp, Wells, still battling it off. Druger sits back there in the 35 cart with Lachlan Chancellor in the 22. Martin, a cart length back to Willoughby, who's got a cart length on Ether, but Willoughby is trying to put the pressure on, trying to get a mistake. Out of the 14 cart that leads, but looks like Willoughby's the one that's made the mistake as Tane Ether looking to the inside in the 37 cart. So the heavies battle really on in earnest around the top of the circuit. It's Martin, Willoughby, Ether, McCabe and Williams. Jarks fading away at the back of the field. Race leader is still Macaulay Allen in the in-flight ER top cart. Well out. Then back to Fripp. Oh, off the circuit. Danny Jarks has had a spin. So Danny Jarks goes a lap down. Hopefully, oh no, he's bogged it in now. He'll try and get it out. But it's all too late. As Jarks a lap down on the field. So Martin. Oh, it's big lock up there from the 33 of Troy Willoughby, who saw the yellow flag but still was looking like he was going to continue to try and make the passing move. It was an interesting decision there. It's cost him ground on the leader. Taineath is still in the 37, putting the pressure on the 33 of Willoughby. John Wells now on Druger. John Wells in the 69 car, Druger in the 35. Ether on the back bumper as the white flag is out. White flag is out for Macaulay Allen, who leads by 3.5 seconds over Jacob Fripp. John Wells still in third position with Druger in fourth. Then back to Chancellor. The checkered flag at the ready for the Lights, who are catching the back of the heavies. Macaulay Allen will take the victory. Fripp will come home in second. Wells and Druger nose to tail across the line with Chancellor, the next car through. So our attention turns to the heavies. Martin in the 14. Then it's back to Willoughby and Ether. They continue on their battle as they head around the top of the circuit. Oh, getting out wide was Williams on, was McCabe. He's lost a bit of ground there as the race leader heads towards the checkered flag. The heavies, Brennan Martin, Willoughby, Ether, McCabe and Williams will be the finishing order. Great race in tag 125 light and heavies. The fifth and final round of heats is about to commence.